Good morning. Welcome to the FTS bet slip on Monday, the 30th of October. I hope you're well. We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find. Yes, still there, still sat there. See, we got the 5 points clear Friday. All the teams won at the weekend. Villa won, Liverpool won, City won, Arsenal won. Newcastle didn't win, put it at the start of the newsletter. Didn't fancy them there, certainly wouldn't be backing them at odds on. We've got the treble up in the tipping comp. The three of us all pick winning selections again, and we've got the treble I put in the newsletter in the football section that runs on to tonight, Besiktas at 5 p.m. And I will be online at 6 p.m. tonight for a live session. Did one yesterday, Sunday afternoon, gonna do one tonight. And the whole purpose of these is obviously show you how I select games, but for you guys, get focused on a trading method. I'm gonna do the mindset pod probably tomorrow, certainly be up by Wednesday this week. Elaborate a bit more on that variance, but it's all about finding what suits you. The more I do this, the more I just think people try and do too much, sitting there all day batting about, going up and down. And I've said there's so many things you can do. Focus on only on certain leagues. Focus on one half of the game and forget the other half. So just say, right, I'm going to be a first half trader and focus on that for the minute. Get good at it, and then you can always look to expand in the moving forward. But yeah, so we'll be covering that stuff this week. I'm fully back from, well, I'm not fully back from the Lurgy. I'm 90% back. Gave it to the missus. Not in the good books. Gave it to the missus. But yeah, and the old Lapwing shirt, no one noticed it yesterday. The old new shirt made the, won't be tonight. Ralph's back today, but the new shirt made its appearance yesterday. Lapwing logo. Charles Tyrwhitt polo shirts. Fantastic. I'm telling you, absolutely superb they are. One of the shirts that I had the sleeve shortened on. Went out for dinner a couple of weeks ago. Literally the day after we picked them up, I think it was. Had the sleeve shortened, picked the shirts up, wore it the next day, out to dinner. Spilt something down myself. Sam can't get the stain out, so I'm in trouble for that. Bought the shirt, then paid to have the sleeve shortened. Now I've got a stain down the front of it. Those of you coming to Lingfield will be in touch over the course of the back end of this week into next week, just with the arrangements for that. Get that all organised. Another good day coming up there. That should be good fun. What else have we got? Saw the good and bad of football yesterday, didn't we? I thought the I only saw it this morning. The City song they were singing about Old Trafford's falling down. Ten Hag is a fucking clown. Glazers here for 10 more years. City fans drinking beers. I mean, I'm no fan of the City project, and it will be interesting to see how all these charges pan out. But they do play good football, and by all accounts, completely outplayed United yesterday, 3-0. United, a club in disarray. But that's the sort of football fan banter that I like. I like it when they sort of create chants on the spot that are highly amusing. That's what I used to enjoy when I went all the time, home and away. You sort of listen to the different songs and think, yeah, they're quite clever, that's good. And then, of course, in Lyon last night, or Marseille rather, we saw the Lyon bus attacked and the game postponed. Dreadful pictures of the Lyon coach, looked like he got a rock or something in his head. They're nuts, aren't they? The French and the Dutch are absolutely, they're all unhinged. Probably being a bit generalistic there, but they aren't they just absolutely nuts. Absolutely no need for it, attacking coaches on. I've never got, I mean, we started doing a bit of that here, haven't we? And at times I just don't get it. It's just another thing of nonsense that for a fucking intelligent species or so-called intelligent species, absolutely ridiculous. So hopefully they catch those people. But yeah, an Ajax bottom of the league. Where do you go, Ajax? I mean, what a collapse that is. In European football terms, this is one of the biggest collapses we're witnessing. Bottom of the league, they have got some easier fixtures coming up. Obviously, they took the lead yesterday twice. Obviously had an interest because of the treble in the newsletter. And yeah, they are in absolute disarray when you look at, and almost sort of United, like it's year on year. bad decision making, bad spending. You lose key people. They lost Overmars for whatever it was, in inappropriate sort of behavior, apparently. Van der Sar, you sort of lose those key people who've developed something, and the whole thing falls apart. And for United, never really got it right since Ferguson left. Certainly for me, they should have given Moyes a bit more time. I just think for the steadying influence, and they've just sort of lurched along since then. Van Gaal, Mourinho, sort of Spurs, like, get the win now, sort of big name managers in. Then obviously Solskjaer to steady the ship. Did okay, Solskjaer. When you look at it now, and you look at the period since that, he did okay, Solskjaer, but was he? It's hard, because they're a club that should be competing with City and Liverpool. The size of them, really, the global sort of reach they've got, the money they generate. And then, is this guy the answer? It's certainly not looking like it. When you look at the players they've bought, and I thought they were poor when they came to Spurs. We didn't play great, and they created a couple of chances, but I thought they were poor, certainly compared to the Uniteds of old. And you look at it and think, where's it going to go now? And yeah, it's easy to blame the Glazers, but when you look at the players they've bought, I can't believe the Glazers are making the decisions to buy the players and spend the money. It's the money they're paying for these players. 80 million for Maguire was ridiculous. 90 million was it for Antony? You just look at these players and think, really? Buying Casemiro at the end of his career. Fernandes is like an old woman, isn't he, all the time? I mean, I think he was a good player, kind of. Disappointed when he didn't come to Spurs at the time, but having watched him week in, week out, and see what he gets up to now, he's like an old woman, isn't he? Stupid. Spend more time playing football, son, and less time farting around, waving your arms in the air. Anyway, and and Poch at Chelsea. Will Dr. Spurs turn solve that one a week Monday? Because we might not be top. I had to sing it today because we might not be top of the league come next week, because obviously teams play before us. Arsenal, City can go above us if they win. And we need to get something against Chelsea. We've got a much tougher run of fixtures now coming up. Chelsea, Wolves away, that won't be easy. We've got Villa, we've got City, we've got Newcastle. So we've got some tough old games coming up. If we get through those with a few points, then top four will look a little bit more. What you call it, achievable, but we'll see. It could all fall apart. The big Ange project could all fall apart in the next few weeks. 49, let's talk. They're falling apart. There's a team falling apart. Absolute shambles. 1-5 on the spin. Got a horrible call against Cleveland Browns. Missed the field goal to win the game, and then can't win a game. And I watched a bit of that last night. They were absolutely terrible. Purdy, two interceptions back to back. Seems like he won whatever, 8-9 on the bounce. And now he's lost one. He can't win one. He looked terrible last night. What else have we got? What else have we got? I can't remember. I think that's it. Just touching base, really. Just touching base, checking everybody's okay, letting you know I'm back in the land of the living. We'll have stuff that we're doing. Lots coming up. Certainly lots more live trading sessions for me. I want to get on, get people. Just getting into a process, get a list, strategy, list of games, execute that strategy. That's it. Not so many games, less is more. Really focus on what you're doing, and you'll make money. It is as simple as that. And I might have, I'm just considering it, I might have a new little gift for FTS Ultimate members. I'm not making any promises yet. I've been working on something on the ELO sheet. I did the ELO trends, which somebody, and I can't remember who, Chris, I think it was, put a macro in for us to run that more. I'm going to fix that to the sheet and give that a spin this week, with the trends finder on Ultimate that I built for people. I wasn't sure whether anybody was using it, but I built a macro that generates the trends graph. Chris has adapted it to basically do all a selection of games at once, so you can do more than one game. So I'm going to add that to the sheet, and we'll get it uploaded sometime over the next week when I speak to Dave. But I might have another little gift for you as well, just depending on how my time goes. I might do another little. I might do one of the live sessions on it actually, over the weekend. Just again, another way to use the sheets. Quite low risk. People can manage it. So I just thought I might do that for you. I see. If you all behave yourselves, if people behave themselves over the next week or so, obviously we've got an international break coming up after in about 10 days' time. So we'll have a break. So I might get it all ready for then, do a session on it through that international break. And then, yeah, and then you'll be ready to go when it all resumes again. And then that is the last international break for 4 months. We can enjoy ourselves till March. Right. Have a lovely little Monday. See some of you this evening at about 6 o'clock. And yeah, if you want to get involved, look out on YouTube, like and subscribe all the sessions, of course. That's what you got to do. I'm going to work on my YouTube presenting skills. I realize they're way behind everybody else. Actually, I don't really care. Just want to get the info out. If you watch them, it's all in there. All the nuggets are in there. If you listen to the pods, watch the YouTubes, and don't act like a numpty, all the nuggets are there for you to make a success of it. They might be a little bit scrambled and in amongst me singing, but it's all there. Right, have a lovely little Monday, and I'll be back with you later this week for a mindset pod. I might do another pod on Friday, football, and then I'll be doing on YouTube over the weekend. Oh, and oh, nearly forgot, and terrible news, wasn't it? Old Matthew Perry, Chandler Bing in Friends to most of us. I was a Friends fan. I'm not a massive TV watcher, as you know, but I was a Friends fan. I think those of us who sort of grew up through that late 90s, early 2000s, sort of mid 20s into 30s, it was quite a refreshing, sort of entertaining program. Some great lines in it. He, without doubt, for me, was my favourite. I thought he was the funniest. I thought the way he delivered his lines was really good, and by all accounts, I read his autobiography. By all accounts, a very nice man. Obviously, struggled with his demons with drugs and alcohol when they did the reunion in what was that 21. He looked a shadow of his former self. But I mean, I didn't realize he was only 2 years older than me. Absolutely tragic at 54. But yeah, kind of for those of us my age, the Friends was sort of one of those sort of programs that kind of. Sort of synonymous with that era of growing up, and he was a very funny man. It just shows you things like alcohol addiction, drug addiction, absolutely, absolutely terrible. I don't get the drugs thing whatsoever. I see Dave down here near in Kent, they found 10 million of cocaine or something. I'm quite proud of myself, never taken a drug in my life. Yeah, I love a beer, go out, and I'm fortunate that I don't really have an addictive personality. But I just don't really get the drugs thing. But I suppose, having not done it, I probably don't understand. So I don't know really what I'm talking about. But I just don't, particularly when you get people like Russell Brand and that quote spouting on about vaccines when they've been shoving any sort of shit in their body. That's one thing I really struggle to sort of square the circle on where they're, oh yeah, don't do this, it's bad for you. And then you're meeting some bloke in a bog and snorting shit down your nose. But I just don't get it. Yeah, but absolute terrible, terrible news. Right, that is it. We're at the top of the league and looking down on the nation, and the only explanation I can find. See, I can mix it up fast or slow. I've got all the skills. It's all in there. Right, have a lovely Monday. I'm going to start doing some book reviews as well. I think what I've talked about reading the other day, I think one of the things that people really could benefit from is ditching the shit, ditching the Facebook, ditching the TikToks, ditching the Instas, ditching the Twitters or the X's. X. I mean, when you read a BBC thing, that X, formerly known as Twitter, Jesus Christ Almighty, what is that all about? And ditching the watching the shit on TV. And read a bit more. And I've read some cracking books over the last few years, so I'm going to start doing some book reviews. Let me know whether that would be in the old Telegram group. Would that be something that people want me to do rather than just giving a book name? Actually, do a little bit of a review on it, why I liked it, what I got out of it. I just thought that might be something else that could help people. Everything is about your journey, helping you on your way to get there. I had some lovely testimonials, had a lovely text this morning, which I will. Pricey in the newsletter on Friday. Really nice text from somebody who I've got a lot of time for on FTS. So I'm gonna, yeah. So, there's people out there doing well, and I do. It's not just about punting, it is get more and more into it's doing it for you and how you live your life around it, and your whole mental sort of setup. So yeah, if book reviews, if that'll help people, give me a shout. Right, arrivederci. Have a lovely Monday. Go and look at the league table. Go and look at the top of the league, and I will see you all on. When will I see you all? I'll see you all on. I'll speak to you all. Well, I'll do a mindset pod this week, probably Tuesday, maybe up by Wednesday, and then I might do a football one on Friday.